and drivers. When it comes to your vehicle, trust the team you know you can rely on. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires is not just a team, but the team you trust. Are your brakes squeaking? Is it time for an alignment adjustment? Call Big O Tires in Lebanon to schedule your appointment. Big O Tires is your go-to destination for expert brake service and precision alignment. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook for the latest updates and special offers. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
To haul with confidence, get to TC Trailers. At TC Trailers, they believe in three things: variety, value, and customer service. With over 300 trailers on their lot, they've got options to suit every need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. There's always a friendly face waiting for you to answer your questions. As a family-owned business, they keep their overhead low and pass on those savings to you. Plus, with TC Trailers financing options, getting your dream trailer has never been easier. Visit tc-trailers.com today. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Oh, a little Alan Parsons Project, time. My goodness, where has time gone? It's already after 9 o'clock, coming up on 9:07 on this Tuesday morning. Glad to be with you on the another Tuesday edition of Party Line. Shan Sheridan with you. And again, thank you for taking time to be with us and enjoying some time well spent, I hope, learning more about what's going on with the economic development, the Glover's Ice Cream. Appreciate Russ Casper calling in. Of course, the Hot Dog Festival is coming up this weekend. We hope to be able to maybe chat with Kim Stevens. I know she's really busy, a lot of things going on, and we may not be able to catch her, but we will see how that goes. All right, Party Line sponsors that help us make the time go by with great knowledge and wisdom and information. TC Trailers, if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. And Compass Credit Union. Community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now, 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BoonCountyDailyNews.com. Free local, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora, and Clinton County Daily News, your free local online newspaper for everywhere else, including Clinton County and beyond. So make sure that you check out all of the those news feeds. They keep you updated. In fact, I will be I'll be in a meeting, or I'll be, you know, walking, or just, you know, in the office, even driving down the road, and my phone will ding, and it's an update from the Clinton County Daily News of something going on. So I always appreciate the news fresh, right from a local source. Also, the WILO Party Line telecast of HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Genda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union. By the way, coming up on August 1st, Solidarity is going to have a big blowout out at the Jimmy John's Plaza. So it's good. They're going to have face painting. They're going to have, it's a Thursday night. They're going to have all kinds of incredible stuff going on. That is August 1st. That's coming up next week at the Jimmy John's Plaza. The two, I guess, the 250, the first 250, we're going to get a scoop of ice cream, by the way. So it may be Georgia Peach or Sonic Blue. But you're going to get some ice cream. So that's the first 250, and they're going to get a sandwich from Jimmy John's. So the first 250 people that show up next Thursday, August 1st, at the Jimmy John's Plaza to celebrate Community Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union's new ATM machine out there and their new and their presence here in Clinton County, they're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of great stuff going on. So come out and join that group on Thursday. Also, we were talking about Shoup's Country Foods. They are seeking the next Backyard Barbecue Master during the 2024 Indiana State Fair, with opportunities to secure a $1,000 grand prize with numerous categories to select. The Indiana State Fair Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off will blaze off on Saturday, August 10th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. As contestants vie for the grand prize in their categories, as well as the overall prize of the competition remains open to any person that wishes to participate, but there is a limit of four people per competing team. So you can only have four people on the grill or on a grilling team. The competition remains, I just said that. Set up for the competition will begin on Saturday, August 10th from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. With a mandatory chef's meeting at 9 a.m. on August 10th. No electricity will be available at the booth, and pop-up shelters are encouraged for every team permitted, that the shelters are weighted and that they are down correctly, that they are, in other words, tied down correctly and they are weighted correctly. The deadline to enter is Friday, this Friday, July 26, or until an available contestant places are filled. So in other words, they'll let you go on until they're filled, but that's going to fill fast because this is a big deal. Refunds will not be made. Category winners, first prize $100, second prize $50, third prize $25. Overall grand champion, $1,000. You can take home $1,000 in the big Shoup's Barbecue Cook-Off, in the Backyard Barbecue Cook-Off. It is fantastic. It is fantastic. I've been down there many times. They do a great job. Of course, they did it right here in Frankfort in the Clinton County Fair for a long time. So it's just a great fun time. So get out there and enjoy it. If you don't want to compete, you can at least enjoy it. Okay. So make sure you go down and root on the Shoup's team. And joining us now via phone, Kim Stevens. Kim, you're probably got one banner in one hand, a golf cart, trying to come up with a golf cart and all that. You got all kinds of things going on.
No, just a couple phones in each ear. So,
yeah, phone in each ear and on the computer. So, thank you for taking some time to join us. But big plans, got a lot of stuff coming up on this this hot dog festival of 2024, which is the 29th year, correct?
Yes, this is the 29th year.
Yeah, wow, unbelievable, 29 years. I remember. 1985, you know, or was it 1995? 1995, yeah, 1995 was when it all started, and I remember it well. So it was the hottest. It was probably the hottest hot dog festival on record. I think it was crazy. People were dropping like five flies. That's not going to be the weather forecast this year. It sounds like we're going to have a good forecast.
It sounds like the weather is going to be great, and I apologize for the train going by.
Oh, that's okay. We're used to it in Frankfort. No problem. And the only time when I'm talking to somebody and a train's going by, I just wished I had the Johnny Cash track so we could be playing I Hear the Train A-Coming. So, Kim, let's quickly kind of go over some things. You've got opening ceremony starts at 11 o'clock at the Veterans Park there, and then the fun begins.
Yes. Friday, kind of throughout the day, we have, obviously, our vendors are opening after the opening ceremony, so they'll all open up at 11 o'clock on Friday. We have several, and I've lost count as of last night how many different hot dogs you can buy down at the festival. So, you know, that is one thing that we're really excited about. We have a hot dog trail this year, so we don't have the big hot dog food tent, but we do have two dining tents, so you can purchase your food from whatever food vendor you would like, bring it to the dining tent and relax and eat with your family. Everybody can have their own flavor of whatever it is that they want. So we're really excited about that. I think people love the hot dog trail. We do have some of our local restaurants that are participating as well, so please make sure that you check them out. They've come up with really great ideas and tasty options. So, but we also have other food vendors with other food options available as well. So, still have that great festival atmosphere. We have tons of vendors. We are almost completely sold out of every space that we have available in the downtown, and we actually created 24 new spaces this year. So, I'm excited about that. We have great vendors. We have lots of homemade crafts and things like that, boutiques, you know, our local businesses are participating as well, so we're excited to have them coming outside and showing our visitors what they have to offer. We have a great lineup of entertainment starting as early as 11 o'clock on Friday and going through 11 o'clock on Saturday evening. So we just have a lot of things going on. We have a great kids area, a fun zone, where there will be many different activities for the kids to participate in as well as families. Lots of great things going on. So we do have a children's talent contest that the Corps and Good Times Audio is putting together, and so we're excited to see that. So we just have a lot of fun things going on this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always a fun time and a lot of people showing up. And I know there's we've been saying it for probably the last 5 years. We've been battling the construction, and hopefully next year it'll be different. But even with all the construction, there's so many things that that are really just cool. A lot of things happening. You got a pickleball free play that's going to be happening. You got a prancing ponies and petting zoo. I think that'll be fun for the kids. Of course, the dock dogs are always a big hit, and they're gonna. What's the Doxy Ninja Warrior?
That is an agility course for dachshunds. So it's designed specifically for dachshunds. So it'll be kind of on a mini scale. But if you've ever seen the dogs do the agility races, that's basically the Ninja Warrior.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I was at the fair agility dog competition last week, and it was pretty amazing. As some of those, it was funny and amazing at the same time. It was great entertainment. It was great entertainment. So you can definitely go ahead.
If you add the dog, if you've ever watched the racing, have a mind of your own. You know, I have one at home, and I will tell you. Of all of the dogs I've had all of my life, he's the most unique personality I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
He's loving. He wants to be all over you at times. And then he kind of reminds me of a cat. It's up to him whether or not he's going to do it.
Our good friends Travis and Gina Sheets have raised dachshunds for years. And, you know, I would say that they would agree that they're the most cat-like dog in the dog world. So. They definitely have their own personality. They're not gonna do anything they don't want to do. Let's just say that. So
that's right. So when you see them on the agility course, I cannot wait to see this because I know what my dog would do, and it just depends on his mood for the day. So you know, it's a lot of fun to watch. So.
And what's the reward at the end of the course? You know, what's my carrot? That's what I would be looking for. So what's the reward? So
actually, they have some really great prizes lined up for this. So we have some different magnets. There will be an award to the winners. So there, we have a mini dachshund, and then the you know, the average size dachshund award. So there will be two different classes. So you won't see, you know, a little 8-inch dachshund competing against this 30-pound dachshund.
Well, that's good to know. we don't want any kind of we want equality. That's right. Then you know, there's another thing that I think kind of gets underrated a lot of times because it happens. I know kind of in the middle of the day and on Saturday, and I know it's hot and people go. But I have always enjoyed the BMX Wonder Wheels. That's always been a fun show.
Yes, these guys are so talented, and it amazes me. You know, my mom's eyes don't want to watch it because I want to tell them to don't ever let me see you do that again, kind of thing. But they do amazing things, and you know, the great thing is they're teaching while they're showcasing. You know, they're talking to the kids about, you know, safety and all of those kinds of things. So these guys are truly professionals, and they're going to put on a couple of the Flatland shows for us as well over on Clinton Street throughout the day on Saturday. So it's in the big jumps and things like that. They have an amazing show over on Clinton Street as well. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And then the fun begins also with a mini circus show on Saturday.
Actually, they'll be here Friday as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
they're both here Friday and Saturday. Okay, great.
Yes. Yep. We will have some stilt walkers, some jugglers, different things like that that will be walking around the festival. But they also have a mini circus show where they'll be doing the ropes, the
acrobatic, yeah. Aerial acrobatic, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like 20 feet in the air. Okay, that's a little, you talk about the mom thing, that's a little scary.
I know, and there's no net underneath, so it does make me a little nervous, but we're looking forward to it. Yeah. They really are truly, you know, a great team that are coming to share with us, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 24th annual Hot Dog Festival is this weekend. It kicks off at 11 o'clock downtown Frankfort Friday morning, and then it will go on till pretty much everything ends up with the fireworks show on Friday night, or Saturday night, correct, Kim?
Well, we are not having fireworks this
year. Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, because we're in Prairie Creek Park, we don't have enough fall zone for the fireworks. So, but no, it'll end with the Hotel California group.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the bands here. That's what I was kind of leaving the best for the last. But, that is a little bit of a difference of things that the concert's going to be at Prairie Creek Park, correct?
Yes. We're going to have out in the street, Washington Street. So we'll have the stage at Veterans Park where Matt Maher will be playing, and then we will have Hotel California at Farmers Bank Performance Center stage.
Yeah, well, it is. It's going to be a fun night of music for sure on Saturday night. I mean, not that the Friday night's got good music as well, but Saturday night when you got Hotel California on one side and you got Matt Maher on the other side, and Matt is a tremendous, you know, 9-time Grammy nominated, 3-time Grammy or GMA Dove Award winner. Most people may know him for some of his top 5 songs, like "Lord, I Need You," "Your Grace Is Enough." I can't tell you how many times that we have sung that in church. But some great, great, not only a great musician, talented artist, but he also is a great songwriter. So, and to have him downtown Frankfort, I still have people saying, "Hey, how in the world did that happen?" So, Mary Kay does a great job. Mary Kay Baker, we greatly appreciate all of her hard work and effort in the back on the Cram side of getting the Christian music industry involved in our downtown. And we greatly appreciate the Hot Dog Festival, Kim, and your board allowing us to partner with you to bring Christian music to downtown Frankfort. I think it's an awesome opportunity, not only to glorify God, but to share the great message of hope and peace that you're not going to find anywhere else. And we're grateful for that. And then you can just walk down the street and catch a great show from Hotel California. That will take you back to the 70s real quick.
Absolutely. And prior to that, just before Hotel California, we have Richard Goodall, who is America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Golden Buzzer winner. He will be sharing with us for about a half an hour. He will also be here during the day on Saturday doing a one-on-one with the kids from the talent show. So we're excited about that. So he'll be over on Clinton Street around 2 o'clock on Saturday. And then prior to him coming on the stage at Farmers Bank Performance Center stage will be the Neverly Brothers, which they do a show that takes you from 1958 through 1965. The history of rock and roll. So that's going to be a really fun show as well. So we've got a lot of great talent.
Oh, absolutely. The history of rock and roll. Now, what time is that on? And that's on, is that Prairie Creek stage? Or is that, where is that at again?
Yes,
at
the Farmers Bank Performance Center stage. Will start at 6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock, the history of rock and roll. You don't want to miss that. That's Saturday. I will be over on the other side. I hate to miss that. I may have to have somebody tag team while I can get down there. That sounds like a fun time. I'll be over on the Christian concert stage out over on at Veterans Park. We've got a lot of different groups that are going to be ministering there. We've got multiple worship bands, local and regional worship bands that'll be on stage pretty much from 3 o'clock on. Correct.
It starts at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
So from 1 o'clock
I better
until
check my schedule. So
1 o'clock until 8:30, it'll be different local worship bands. 7 o'clock starts Cade Thompson, and then 8:30 will be Matt Maher.
Yeah, it'll be a great time to come down Frankfort. The weather's going to be excellent. You've got excellent entertainment. There's really no excuses not to be downtown Frankfort, Indiana this weekend. The 29th annual Hot Dog Festival, which is going to be fantastic, and then just priming it up for your big 30th celebration next year.
Yes, 30 years. My goodness, it seems like it has gone so fast. But we're excited, and we're already planning for it. So
yeah,
be prepared; it'll be a fun one.
And you'll have a grandbaby.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Thank goodness.
Oh, that'll be a lot of fun. So, well, Kim, thanks. I know you got a lot going on. I appreciate the time today. And if anybody wants to get a hold of you just for more information, they can go to the website or give the office a call.
Yes, either go to the website, which is frankfortmainstreet.org, or you can come to the office at 62 North Main Street, or give us a call at 654-4081.
654-4081 or 62 North Main Street there. At the Iron Block.
Yep.
All right, Kim, thank you very much. You have a great one. We'll see you on the street to Frankfort at the Hot Dog Festival.
Thank you, Shan. Have a great day.
You too. Kim Stevens, the director of Main Street, executive director of Main Street, also leads the charge of the Hot Dog Festival and does a great job. She has run that for several years now. I think since 20, goodness, my lens, I'm thinking like 2002, somewhere right in there. So it's been a long time. So out of those 29 years, Kim's run over half of them. So great job to Kim Stevens and her team, the Frankfort Main Street Board, and all the folks that volunteer to make the festival fun and also safe. We appreciate our law enforcement. We certainly appreciate the police department, the sheriff's department, the fire department that also do all these kind of things behind the scenes to make sure that everybody is safe. And we're having a great time at the Hot Dog Festival. And if you need more information, you can also stop in the Chamber, 62 North Main. I know we're under construction, a lot of things going on there. We'll give you an update on that next week. But come on in. Tina will be glad to help you. Brandy will be glad to help you. They're putting a big hole in my office, so I'm kind of bouncing around the next couple of weeks. But we are very excited about what's going on downtown Frankfort, also in Clinton County. A lot of things happening. We'll bring you more updates on that next week. We hope to bring a little more of an economic development update on what's happening on some projects as well. So good Lord willing, we'll be back with you on Thursday. Again, we appreciate all of our fine sponsors that make this work: TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marshan's Window Tinting, Virk's Fine Jewelry, Susan Casper State Farm, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires, Big Deals, Freckles Graphics, Gems Heating and Air Conditioning, Boone County Daily News, Carroll County Daily News, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Federal Credit Union, all of those folks helping us. And I we're just greatly appreciative of all the folks that make this work. Again, today we're looking at a high of 82 degrees, partly sunny, a spotty chance of rain showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two later today. Really, other than that, the rest of the week looks pretty good, and the Hot Dog Festival even looks better. So, good Lord willing, we'll see or talk to you Thursday. Until then, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.